What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave here, coming to you live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much for tuning in to my 9th episode of Uncovered, where I feature the best of up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians. This is my second-to-last show! Isn't that crazy? Definitely make sure to tune in next week for my special Christmas edition of Uncovered, featuring covers of popular Christmas songs. Only the best songs, though, because I'm not that into that super cheesy stuff. So definitely make sure to tune in next week. It's my last show. Not sure if you guys all saw the 2015 American Music Awards this past Sunday night. Lucky for you, I'm going to do a quick recap of all the juicy moments that you missed. Jennifer Lopez hosted the show, my mom's favorite person ever. And I have to say, she was a pretty good host. She opened the show with an amazing dance number, dancing to all the hits from this past year. J-Lo's a super good dancer. She can really kind of do anything. She's a singer, a dancer, an actress, and now she can add award show host to her resume. And my mom really loves her fashion. She changed outfits probably every 10 minutes or less, which frankly is kind of expected of these award show hosts nowadays. It's a bit outrageous, but always fun to see what she had on next. Meghan Trainor performed Like I'm Gonna Lose You, which I played a cover of a few weeks ago on the show. And also, she performed her song Marvin Gaye with Charlie Puth. And man, if you haven't heard about that, then you must be living under a rock. They performed Marvin Gaye, and at the end, they engaged in a pretty passionate kiss. And he totally grabbed her butt. For some reason, they say that they're not dating, but I'm not sure if I really believe that based on Sunday night's performance. I think they're dating. Prediction. So that, write that one down. That's my prediction. I called it. Demi Lovato performed her song Confident. And I have to say, I really like Demi Lovato. She believes in, like, body confidence and being comfortable in your own skin and empowering women. And those are all things that I really dig. And I think she's super cool. And she's also extremely young. She's only 23, which is so surprising because she has become such a huge star, especially over the past 2-3 years. So she must have been pretty young when she started gaining a lot of popularity. I know she was a Disney Channel girl, but she is amazing. She also did a duet with Alanis Morissette performing You Oughta Know, which was definitely a throwback. Haven't heard that song in a while. Celine Dion gave a tribute to honor the victims of the Paris attacks, singing Hymn à l'Amour by Edith Piaf. She's amazing. She's such a great singer. She is one of the best, I would say. She is just amazing. And of course, the Biebs closed off the show, performing Where Are You Now? What Do You Mean? And Sorry in the Pouring Rain. It was a pretty cool performance. He had dancers similar to the dancers, if not the exact same, that he used in his music videos for his new album Purpose. And they were all dancing with the rain and flinging up water into the air. And it was a really cool performance. Oh, and an update. My mom did, in fact, get Justin Bieber tickets. So I'm actually extremely excited to see him now. I am really loving his new album. I finally had a chance to listen to it. And I'm really liking it. It's so much more R&B than he normally does, or what I'm used to hearing from him. Definitely got some Chris Brown influence in there, and I personally have always really loved Chris Brown. I know I said on the show a few weeks ago I wasn't really that big of a fan of his, but I'm actually becoming a really big fan of his after listening to his new album, so I'm super excited to see him in March. Anyway, the AMAs were, it was a pretty good show, I would have to say. Lots of awards went to One Direction, The Weeknd, Nicki Minaj, and Ariana Grande. Ariana brought her grandma as her guest, and it was pretty cute. I know that was all over social media. All around, a pretty entertaining show with a ton of great performances. So that was my 2015 AMA highlight recap. Now let's get on to the show. Got some super talented musicians lined up for you today. This show, you're going to hear covers of One Direction's Story of My Life, Major Lazer and DJ Snake's Lean On, and Ed Sheeran's Photograph, as well as a brand new celebrity cover. Like always, I would like to thank you all in advance for listening and supporting up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians and supporting my show, Uncovered. The first musician I'd like to play here today is a girl named Andy Case. She's a singer-songwriter from Marysville, Washington, now based in Seattle. Now, I've seen this girl's name / channel floating around my YouTube searches for a while now. It's kind of like, I don't know, my mom and I always talk about how there appears to be a very limited bank of actors for TV shows nowadays. Like, I'll be watching one of her shows and I'll just be like, hey, that's Charlie from Always Sunny. Or, hey, that guy was on The Office. Super funny. Like, can't they find some new actors? But yeah, it's kind of like that on YouTube for these YouTube musicians. The same people always pop up all the time. And oftentimes when I'm looking for content for my show, I'll be looking for like an individual cover, a specific cover. Like, I'll search Thinking Out Loud cover. And it's really interesting to see the same people will always pop up on all of these covers for all of the current songs. And I think that's because these YouTube musicians have such large online fan bases, and consequently their videos will pop up first because they have the most views. The view count is really high. But I've seen this girl before on my YouTube. I've seen her name popping up for a while now. And honestly, I've been kind of hesitant to click on her channel. And the reason why is that I can tell from her video thumbnails that this girl likes to dress kind of sexy in her videos. You can easily tell that she likes to wear a pretty extreme push-up bra and low-cut tops, or super short crop tops with blingy belly button piercing jewelry. And I don't know, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but I can tell you that's a pretty strong influencer in why she has so many views on her videos and why she keeps popping up. And I'm not saying that it's totally because of that, because I do think she's really talented, but I think it has a lot to do with that. If you just look at the comments on her videos, they're incredibly sexist and only talking about her appearance. And like I just said, that's not to say that she's not really talented, but I don't think that her view counts on her videos are very indicative of how good she is. And I wish people would watch her videos because she is talented, not just because they like the way she looks in the thumbnail. So I was very hesitant to click on her videos because I wasn't sure if she was actually going to be good or if people just like to look at her. So the other day I decided to actually listen to one of her videos, and it turns out that she's really good. And I wish more people would talk about that in the comments as opposed to how low cut her top is. Just go and click on one of her videos and literally all of the top comments are men talking about her appearance, and it's kind of disheartening, especially because she is extremely talented. But I'm just trying to promote her here on my show. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Andy Case, and that's Andy, A-N-D-I-E, Case, C-A-S-E. She's also on Facebook and has her own personal website at andycase.com. I can't find out how old she is, but she looks like she's maybe early to mid-20s. She kind of looks like that girl Jax who was on American Idol last year. She has super blonde hair, and she kind of has that same vibe. But I honestly think that she is way better than Jax was, honestly. She has a really great pop sound with kind of a growl added into that she kind of throws in there to make everything sound a little bit more interesting. And she also has really nice power behind her voice. She plays with a band of two guys, Naftali Smith and AJ Marshall. And I personally think that these guys are also really good. They often harmonize. These two guys play the guitar or the guitar and the bass on all of her videos. They're definitely a band. The first video I clicked on by them the other day, I was interested in because they were in a car. They were performing with a camera on the dashboard, and they were actually driving. AJ, who is kind of a bigger guy, was in the back seat playing the guitar in the car. And Andy and Naftali were in the front. And you could see through the windows of the car that they were actually moving. It wasn't that they were just sitting there. It was really funny. So I was instantly interested when I saw that thumbnail, and I thought, what's going on there? I learned on her YouTube channel that they actually had one of their car videos go viral just last year. A mashup cover of Rixton's Me and My Broken Heart and Rob Thomas's Lonely No More. They were actually on a road trip, I read in the description of the video. And the video now has over 22 million views. Now, I had a really hard time deciding between another car cover they did, which was a mashup of Jason Derulo's Want to Want Me and Cheap Trick's I Want You to Want Me. And I had a hard time deciding between that and the one that I'm actually going to be playing you guys today. I love Want to Want Me by Jason Derulo. It quickly became one of my favorites the first time I heard the song. And Andy sounds great on both of the covers that I was deciding between, but the quality just sounds a little bit better on this other cover because they're not, like, in the car driving. So the cover I'm going to be playing you guys today is Andy Case's cover of Story of My Life by One Direction. I was never really that into boy bands, so I wasn't really a big fan of One Direction when they first broke onto the music scene. I only recently became a fan of One Direction. Story of My Life was actually one of the first songs that I remember really liking by them. They played it on the radio all the time on Wild 94.9, and I remember hearing it for the first time and then finding out it was by One Direction and thinking to myself, wow, I would have never known that was by One Direction. I also really love Drag Me Down, their kind of more recent hit. One Direction was signed by Simon Cowell's record label, Psycho Records, after they were on The X Factor in 2010. Their achievements include 5 Brit Awards, 4 MTV Video Music Awards, 11 MTV Europe Music Awards, and 19 Teen Choice Awards, among many others. The ladies love them. They're, you know, such cute young guys, and they're so talented. 19 Teen Choice Awards, that must be a record. That is so many. In other words, they've been insanely successful in the 5 years they've been around. They've only been around for 5 years. And I was reading online that they are now some of the richest celebrities in the world. One Direction, the guys from One Direction, they are incredibly wealthy. They've had such success in their music career. Pretty crazy. They're all so young. And I know that I heard on the AMAs that they're actually going to be taking a brief hiatus in this coming year to actually work on solo careers, is what I had read online today, which is kind of surprising. I can see definitely Harry Styles will break out, and he will be incredibly successful regardless of what he does. He is super talented and kind of a fashion icon, and he's kind of, I don't know, I really like Harry Styles. Also, Niall Horan is another one of the most popular guys in One Direction. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do next year. We'll see. But yeah, I really enjoy Andy Case's cover of Story of My Life. I think the song really suits her voice. So here it is. Andy Case's cover of Story of My Life by One Direction on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Written on these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. You told me in the morning you don't feel the same about us in your bones. Oh. It seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I'll take you home. I'll drive all night to keep you warm. Your love until you're broke inside. The story of my life. Written on these walls are the colors that I can't change. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here in its cage. I know that in the morning I see a single light upon a hill. Although I am broken, my heart is untamed still. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I'll take you home. I'll drive all night to keep you warm and time. It's frozen. The story of my life, I'll give you hope. I'll spend your love until you're broke inside. The story of my life. And frozen. The story of my life, I'll give you hope. I spread your love until you're broke inside. The story of my life. The story of my life. The story of my life. The story of my
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered live here on Penguin Radio. That was just Andy Case's cover of Story of My Life by One Direction. I really think that her cover is one of the best out there on the internet right now for this song. I love the three-part harmony she does with the two guys in her band. They sound so nice together. And I feel like her voice is really poppy, so it fits the song really nicely. And of course, the recording quality sounds super professional too, which is personally something I always appreciate. Anyway, I really hope you guys enjoyed her cover. Once again, her YouTube handle is just her name, Andy Case, A-N-D-I-E, Case, C-A-S-E. I know she has some covers out on iTunes right now and a few random singles, but I'm pretty sure I read on one of her YouTube videos that she's working on some new music to be released soon, some original music. Okay, I think we're going to move on to our next artist. If you're just tuning in, I'm DJ Soundwave, and this is Uncovered, live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The next musician that I want to play on the show is a group called Postmodern Jukebox, and I actually featured them on my third episode of Uncovered. That was just when I had first discovered them, and I was completely obsessed with them already. And I am still completely obsessed with them. So, the group was founded by a guy named Scott Bradley. And the whole concept is that they, quote, take pop music back in time. These guys take modern songs and turn them into vintage classics. It's amazing. They're totally amazing. There's a bunch of different singers and musicians. It's never the same person singing. It's great. There's incredible variety in the musicians that they find and they use. They use a bunch of different instruments on every song, and they're super talented. Their YouTube handle is just Postmodern Jukebox, and that's postmodern spelled as one word, no hyphen or anything. After hearing their cover today, you're going to want to check them out ASAP. They are so good. They really go all out, too. They dress up in vintage clothing. Backup singers do choreographed Motown movements. And they really play the part in the videos they create. They have a whole series of videos with the, quote, sad clown with the golden voice, who is a giant 7-foot-tall clown named Puddles, dressed in a full clown outfit, who, frankly, is super freaky, but, you know, gotta keep it interesting. So, about this Scott Bradley guy who founded the group. He's a pianist and a composer. He grew up in New Jersey and fell in love with jazz at the age of 12 after hearing George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue for the first time. Bradley became a successful performer in the New York jazz scene and served as music director for an interactive off-Broadway theater experience called Sleep No More. In looking for creative inspiration, Bradley began reworking popular music as an exercise. In 2009, he released Hello My Ragtime 80s, which incorporated ragtime-style piano into popular music from the 80s. He gained popularity in 2012 with a Motown tribute to Nickelback, a collaboration with local musicians that arranged Nickelback songs in the styles of 1960s-style R&B music. In 2013, Bradley began to work more seriously on forming Postmodern Jukebox, which is a rotating group of musicians producing covers of pop songs in the styles of jazz, ragtime, and swing. The group burst onto the public radar with their doo-wop cover of Miley Cyrus's We Can't Stop, featuring Motown vocal group The T-Tones. The group's video soon began going viral. I'm not sure where I was because for some reason I just discovered them recently. But Bradley was interviewed on NPR. And Postmodern Jukebox also performed live on Good Morning America and Fuse. The group visited Cosmopolitan Magazine's New York office for a year-end review of their work and popular songs from the year. Several artists have publicly noted their appreciation for the group's work. Among the group's prominent guest musicians are saxophonist Dave Koz, who collaborated with them in a jazz cover of Careless Whisper, and Nia, who joined them for a space jazz version of The End of the World. Postmodern Jukebox's October 2013 collaboration with Puddles, the 7-foot clown, on a cover of Lords Royals, generated particularly strong interest, probably due to how bizarre the clown is. As of September 2014, this video remained the second most popular on Postmodern Jukebox's YouTube channel, with over 8.7 million views. In early September 2014, Scott Bradley uploaded a 1940s jazz interpretation of Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass called All About That Upright Bass. The video received 8 million views in 3 months, so they've become pretty popular over the past few years. The cover I'm going to be playing you guys today is Postmodern Jukebox's 70s Stevie Wonder style cover of Lean On by Major Lazer and DJ Snake. This track features Michael Kilgore on lead vocals. I'm pretty sure that's how you say his name. It might be Mikal, because it's spelled M-Y-K-A-L. I think it's Michael, though. Michael Kilgore. And I'm not exactly sure who Michael Kilgore is, but I've heard him on a few Postmodern Jukebox covers, and I think that he's really, really good. Like, really good. He did a pretty cool 50s version of My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion with Postmodern Jukebox a few months ago. That was pretty crazy. I love this song, Lean On, though. I just can't help but dance to it whenever I hear it. I love it. The song was released just at the beginning of this year as a single from Major Lazer's third studio album, Peace is the Mission. Lean On was a huge commercial success, peaking at number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and at number 2 on the UK singles chart. And also, just this month, Lean On was named by Spotify as the most streamed song of all time, with over 526 million streams globally. So that is pretty awesome. Anyway, you've got to hear their cover of this song. So here is Postmodern Jukebox's unique cover of Lean On by Major Lazer and DJ Snake, with Michael Kilgore on lead vocals. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was Postmodern Jukebox's cover of Lean On by Major Lazer and DJ Snake, with Michael Kilgore on lead vocals. Aren't they amazing? Isn't Michael Kilgore amazing? I love Postmodern Jukebox so much. And I love Michael Kilgore. I don't even know who he is, but I love him. He's super talented. You guys also have to go and watch the video for this cover. He looks like he's having such a good time. It's so fun to watch. And it's so fun to watch the dance moves that all of the people from Postmodern Jukebox include in the videos and their outfits. It's kind of an experience. Speaking of which, they're actually going to be coming to the Warfield in San Francisco on December 12th and 13th. I'm seriously considering buying tickets because I have fallen in love with this group so much. And I think that the whole concept behind Postmodern Jukebox is just genius. These musicians are absolutely amazing. I'm not quite sure what they do when they go on tour. I'm not sure if they have just a ton of musicians come with them or they have less and they don't rotate as much. I'm completely unsure. I think it is super cool, though. I know that they've collaborated with Haley Reinhart, who is a girl that I actually played on my last show. She was on American Idol. I played a cover she had done on my last show. So they've worked with her. They've actually worked with Joey Cook, who was on American Idol last year, who was kind of a retro singer. She had crazy pink and blue hair, and she was kind of cool. She often played the ukulele. And they've also, I watched a cover last night from them that had Casey Abrams on it, which I think he is another American Idol guy, a guy who was on American Idol. So they really, Scott Bradley really works hard at finding incredibly talented musicians to kind of join their group or just have a guest appearance on their covers, which is something that I really love. So go check them out. Once again, their YouTube handle is just Postmodern Jukebox, and that's postmodern spelled as one word with no hyphen. They're also on Facebook, of course, and online at postmodernjukebox.com or pmjlive.com. Also, they have a ton of music, all covers, out on iTunes. Go check them out and support these incredible musicians. Right about now, I think we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more Uncovered in just a few minutes. Remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Penguin Radio. Welcome back to Uncovered. I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in. If you missed the first two segments, I played some awesome covers of One Direction's Story of My Life and Major Lazer and DJ Snake's Lean On. if you're just tuning in and wanted to check those covers out, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. The next artist that I'm going to play today is a guy named Jason Chen. His personal website says that he is a, quote, bilingual Taiwanese-American singer-songwriter based in Southern California. I'm assuming that means Los Angeles. He has a musical background in violin, and he learned the instrument by ear. He began singing at the age of 17, it said on his website, for the purpose of asking a girl to prom. Why not? His YouTube handle is Music Never Sleeps. But you can also just type in his name, Jason Chen, and find him. Jason graduated from UCLA with a degree in business economics in 2010. So he's not that old. During college, his dorm mates forced him to put clips of himself singing onto YouTube. And he continued to post videos of popular covers and collaborations with his friends after he graduated from college. He has now built his own studio in his house and has created a merchandise line for his brand, Music Never Sleeps. In 2011, Jason was invited to perform on one of China's most popular TV shows, Day Day Up, with fellow YouTube singers Megan Nicole and Tiffany Alvord. So he already has an international audience, which is really cool. I'm pretty sure he's unsigned. I'm not completely sure about that, though. In 2011, he released his first EP, Gravity, led by the single Best Friend, which now has over 7 million views on YouTube. That's pretty good for an original song. He is currently working on his second full-length album and a Chinese mixtape, which is pretty interesting, especially because he's Taiwanese. If you search his name on iTunes, he actually has a lot of stuff on there. I think he's really good. His voice is super clear, and I feel like he can really sing anything. This guy is another one of those guys that continuously pops up on my YouTube searches. He covers a lot of songs and has a ton of videos up on his channel. The cover I'm going to be playing you guys today is Jason Chen's cover of Photograph by Ed Sheeran. And as you all know, if you've been tuning in every week to Uncovered, I love, 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 love Ed Sheeran. I've talked about Ed Sheeran so much on this show, especially in length on my very first episode of Uncovered. And so I'm just going to assume you know his whole story. Everyone does at this point. This song, Photograph, comes off of his most recent album, Multiply, which is the album that the title is just an X. But there was an update since my very first show where I talked all about Ed Sheeran. He has this new song, pretty new song, Lay It All On Me with Rudimental. And I love this song so much. I wish they'd play it more on the radio. Get it together, 94.9. I want to hear Lay It All On Me, Ed Sheeran, Rudimental. Such a great dance song. I was listening to it before my show today and on repeat, actually, because I love it. And it was just putting me in such a good mood. I've been looking for a decent cover of that song ever since I first heard it, but nobody can do it justice. Anyway, enough talking. Here is Jason Chen's cover of Photograph by Ed Sheeran. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio. radio.dominican.edu.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, time is forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know. I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you. And it's the only thing we take with us when we die. We keep this love in this photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, our hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed. Inside these pages, you just hold me, and I won't ever let you go. Wait for me to come home. Wait for me to come.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was Jason Chen's cover of Photograph by Ed Sheeran. I think this guy is really talented, and that things will only go up from here for him. I love this song, Photograph. I think it's such a sweet song. I remember the first time I heard it on the radio, and I was just like, what is this song? I love it so much. And I think it's pretty difficult to sing. I was trying to sing along during that, and it's a pretty high falsetto, and it's pretty, he does a pretty good job of hitting those notes. I really hope you guys enjoyed his cover as much as I did. Go check him out. His name is Jason Chen. And his YouTube handle is Music Never Sleeps. Okay, guys, now we're going to move into our last segment of the show. If you're just tuning in, this is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered live here on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. If you missed the first few segments of my show and wanted to check those covers out, as always, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. Right about now, it's time for this week's celebrity cover. If you all have been tuning in for the past few weeks, you know that I'm going to close off each show with a segment where I play a song by a more established artist, covering another established artist's song. And this week, I'm going to be doing another Parents' Choice, as I did last week, this time from my dad. So today, I have Ben Harper covering In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. Ben Harper is a really great singer and musician. He has such a rich tone to his voice and a really beautiful range. I was totally supposed to see him at Outside Lands this past year with his band, The Innocent Criminals, but we couldn't make it there in time. I was super bummed. He's super good. I remember we could hear him from afar, and he sounded amazing even from afar, so I've heard this cover thousands of times in my dad's car, and he says that he thinks it's even better than the original by Peter Gabriel. In Your Eyes is from Peter Gabriel's 1986 album, So. The track was the main theme song of the 1989 teen drama film, Say Anything, starring Ione Skye and John Cusack. I was not alive, so I don't remember that, but I bet my parents do. The single was released in the U.S. as the third single from So. The song achieved strong radio airplay and a constant rotation on MTV. Wow, remember when they actually played music videos? In Your Eyes reached number one on the Billboard Mainstream Rock Tracks and peaked at number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100 in November 1986. In 2005, the song brought Peter Gabriel his first gold single, certified in the U.S. by the Record Industry Association of America. Ben Harper does a really great cover of this song. The version that I'm going to be playing you guys today is a live version, so if you hear people cheering or whatever, that's what that is. You're not crazy. You're not hearing things. Anyway, check it out. Here is Ben Harper's cover of In Your Eyes, originally by Peter Gabriel. Remember, you're listening to it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
You are these things, but they return. And the Grand Versailles so soon will burn. Without your noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. Oh, oh, in your eyes, the light, the heat, I am complete. I see the doorways to a thousand churches. Resolution for my fruitless searches. Oh, I see the light and the heat. Yes, I want to be that complete. When I touch the light, the heat I see in your eyes.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Ben Harper's cover of In Your Eyes, originally by Peter Gabriel. Such an amazing cover. Ben Harper sings with such emotion. He's such an incredible singer. I just love him. He really makes that song his own. If you're not familiar with his work, I would highly suggest you go check him out. He is an incredible multi-instrumentalist. He's an incredible singer. And I was actually reading online today that he's actually known for his activism as well. He's a really cool guy. And he's actually from, like, Pomona, California or something, which is, I think, in SoCal. So, yeah, definitely check out Ben Harper. Anyway, look at the time. I think that's all the time we have for right now. If you like what you've been hearing, make sure to tune in next Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. for my very last episode of Uncovered, a special Christmas edition. I'll be playing three more covers for you guys, as well as closing off the show with a brand new celebrity cover. I hope you all have a super happy Thanksgiving. Make sure to eat a lot of food and give big hugs to the people you love, and safe travels if you're going out of town. For now, remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you've been listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.